another busy Friday night. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, June 4th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
We've got a ton to get through today. First, two title matches are being promoted for tonight's SmackDown. Rey and Dominic Mysterio defend the SmackDown tag titles against the Usos. Also, Apollo Crews puts his Intercontinental title on the line against Kevin Owens. Commander Aziz will be barred from ringside. Walter is set to return to NXT UK. He's being promoted for next week's show. We got an NXT UK tag title match on Thursday's episode. Pretty Deadly turned away a challenge from Nathan Fraser and Jack Starrs. Starrs took the pin. Joe Coffey beat Rampage Brown in the main event. After the match, Coffey and Brown appeared to be discussing a rematch. That's when Ilya Dragunov showed up, implying that these three men have some business they need to settle. Earlier in the show, Dragunov pinned Noam Dar with Torpedo Moscow. Also, Joseph Connors pinned Flash Morgan Webster with a Hangman's Neckbreaker. And Jordan Devlin made a brief appearance, his first time on NXT UK since before WrestleMania.
AEW.
A special Friday Night Dynamite tonight starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, and there's a new match just added to the show on Thursday, Red Velvet versus The Bunny. Also tonight, The Young Bucks versus Pac and Penta El Cerro Miedo, Dustin Rhodes versus Nick Camarado in a Texas Bull Rope match, Christian Cage and Jungle Boy versus Private Party, Cody Rhodes and Lee Johnson versus QT Marshall and Anthony Ogogo, a championship celebration for the new AEW Women's Champ, Dr. Britt Baker, and we'll hear from Mark Henry on AEW TV for the first time. Meanwhile, AEW regular Maddie Rynkowski says she'll miss 4 to 6 weeks of action due to a fractured nose.
Impact Wrestling.
The main event of Impact's Against All Odds show is In Some Doubt. Moose is set to challenge Kenny Omega for the Impact World Championship, but on last night's Impact, the main event between Moose and Sami Callihan was interrupted by Omega and the Good Brothers. They attacked Moose. That's a DQ victory for Callihan. So Scott D'Amore now wants to add Callihan to the title match at Against All Odds, making it a three-way. Don Callis says AEW owner Tony Khan will not want Callihan wrestling Omega. D'Amore responded by saying Khan will be on next week's Impact, so D'Amore can make his pitch face-to-face. The Knockouts title match at Against All Odds may also see a late change. Rosemary and Havoc will meet on next week's Impact. If Havoc wins, she gets added to the title match at Against All Odds. If Rosemary wins, she gets Deonna Purrazzo all to herself. Josh Alexander is still the X Division champion. He survived a 60-minute Ironman match against TJP last night. It began on Before the Impact and extended into the opening minutes of Impact's main show. Then it went into overtime. Alexander held a 1-0 lead and had TJP in an ankle lock, but TJP managed to reverse it into a roll-up with just seconds left on the clock to even the match and force overtime. In OT, Alexander hit Divine Intervention and pinned TJP for the win. Byron Flava beat Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellering to retain the Knockouts tag titles. Grace took the pin. Kimberly and Susan will get the next title shot at Against All Odds. Rick Swan was set for a match against W. Morrissey last night, but Morrissey attacked Swan before the match. He brawled with security, and the match never happened. Willie Mack eventually ran off Morrissey. That will be the match on next week's Impact, and they'll try again with Swan versus Morrissey at Against All Odds. Another title match announced last night for Against All Odds, Rhino and Diener, who will be filling in for Joe Doering, defending the tag titles against Crazy Steve and Black Taurus. Getting back to last night, Jake Something beat Rohit Raju in a tables match. Satoshi Kojima blew through Diener to win his Impact in-ring debut. We also got the first vignette promoting the Impact debut of Steve Macklin, the former Steve Cutler of WWE's Forgotten Sons. Impact announced late last night a limited number of fans will be in attendance for the Slammiversary pay-per-view in Nashville on July 17th.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Speaking of Kojima, he will appear on tonight's New Japan Strong. He's going to tag with Carl Fredericks against Team Filthy's JR Kratos and Danny Limelight. Meanwhile, back in Japan, Keizi is the winner of Dragon Gate's King of Gate Tournament. He defeated Kota Minoura in the final match on Thursday.
Ring of Honor.
This weekend's Ring of Honor TV has the first match in the Survival of the Fittest tournament. It's going to be Flamita versus Ray Horace. Also a Pure Rules match between Silas Young and Josh Woods. One more ROH note from earlier this week, O'Shane Edwards has apparently joined Shane Taylor Promotions. Major League Wrestling is bringing in one of the hottest names on the U.S. independent scene, Lee Moriarty. And he's going to debut with MLW at its show in Philadelphia on July 10th. Moriarty is one of two new names revealed during round three of MLW's open draft last night. Aramis is also joining the league under a multi-year deal. MLW also confirmed two names returning for its summer restart, Zenshi and Savio Vega. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, June 4th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.